We are in Daf Tesa mit Anna by the Mishnah. Veshamei Oimrin Ein Melichin Es Asulam Lishoivach Lishoivach. One is not permitted to bring a sulam from one shoivach, one pitching coop, to the other pitching coop. Avol Mateyu Mechaloin Lachaloin. But there used to be different compartments in the same shoivach. There were different chaloinas for each compartment, so one is permitted to be mapped the sulam from one chaloin to the other chaloin in the same shevach. That doesn't fall into the category of heilocha. He's just leaning it against a different chaloin. Ubeisilu matirin, and beisilu is matter to be meilech a sulam mishevach l'shevach. Let us see Rashi, Ein Melichin as Asulam, the Kasalka Baitach is, the Masho seems to be Moichikit, so let's forget about the Kasalka Baitach. Ein Melichin as Asulam, Sulam HaMiyuchid Lekach, we're speaking about Asulam that is Miyuchid for a Shoivach. V'niker Shehu Shel Shoivach. So therefore, if he's bringing it to another shevach, l'chayre, one shouldn't be chayshetem, he has other intentions, because he's using a sulam shal shevach, which is normally used to take geizleis from a shevach. K'taymo de beishamei de osri meforesh bigmore, and the beishamei that asked, so what's wrong with taking a sulam shal shevach from one shevach to another shevach? So that was the end of the Gemara. Ba'af al-pishi bo'litel geizleis l'simchis yontif. He's going to take geizleis l'tzerich simchis yontif. Af al-pikein be'shamay aset. But he was mater mechaloin l'chaloin. Ba'oi say shoivach atzmoy. But in the same shoivach, he's mater to be mater the sulam from one chaloin to the other chaloin. Shekain derech shoivach liyos by mechitzes arbe. The same shoivach, there are many compartments. Kan lechol zug vizug. Each couple here, it's a special kan. Vachaloin lechol kan vekan. So he's permitted to be matter the sulam from one chaloin to the other chaloin. Zuck, right, Taisvis. Ein melichem asulam teima. So Taisvis asks, there's another problem. Afilo he was making the yoinim from Erev Yontif. So there's no shail of muktzeh. That is then in the next Mishnah, Daf Yudam Ad Aleph, how one is making the yoinim. Mikol makim isbehu mishum tzeda. But there's a shail of tzeda over here. Kedemrina lekamon. Hatzad yoyne shoivach v'yoyne aliyah chayiv. She should be chayiv al tzeide. They're not tzod, so memeli he has to capture them. Yeshloime de mayri b'ktanim shaloi polchu, speaking about ktanim which are unable to fly. So memeli, so there is no, the mutzad me'elof, there's no shayla of tzeide. Let us see the Gemara. Omar Avchonon Ba'ami Machlekes Bershus Harab. The whole Machlekes of Beishamei Besilul is that he's carrying the Sulam in the Reshus Harab. The Beishamei Sovri Horoya Eimer Latiach Gagai Hutzorich. That the purpose of carrying the Sulam is he wants to be Matiach Gagai. Ubeisilul Savri Shoivchoi Mechiach Olof. And Beisilul holds, since this is not a sulam that's meyuched for Atochas Kagoi, this is a sulam shel Shoivach. So you look at the Shoivach, you look at the sulam, you see that the purpose of this is a sulam which is used for Shoivchis. So Memele, there's no mocking from Arisayim. Aber b'shus ha-yochid divrei hakel muta. B'shus ha-yochid, but if he's only being meilach the sulam to a shoivach in the same reshus ha-yochid, that means he's not trespassing a reshus ha-rabim, So there's no one can be chosh at him. There's no one there to watch what he's doing. So then, to them, there's no shayla. Divrei hakel muta, because there's no marasayim. The whole time is osarats marasayim. So, but if no one sees what he's doing, so there's no marasayim, so there's no issa. Let us see Rashi. Horoye shehu meilichoi oimer. If a person will see him carrying, beishamai holds. If a person will see him carrying the sulam, so he'll say, Latir gagay utzorich, that the reason of the carrying is that is latochas gagay. Berehu oise meloche biyontev. He's doing a meloche biyontev. I forgot, I saw someone says, I don't remember who says this, he wants to be mamtik, it could be beishamai l'shitosei. Beishamai holds on daf yudam et aleph, b'layitoil elim kein nene mi ba'oid yoin. That the yoinim that one takes in yontiv, so one had to do a pa'ula with them erev yontif. He had to go up to the shevach erev yontif, and he had to take the yoinim which he intends to shecht on yontif. He has to take them and do a maise, he shuckles them. And that's how he's mevara, that he makes them min hamuchon, that these are oimet to be geshochten in yontif. So normally, if he did, according to Beis Shammai, so every Erev Yontif, he walked up to he put the ladder by the Shevach, it was Menaneyet. Now, so the ladder, Al Kaponim, should have been by the Shevach. If he did the Erev Yontif, so the ladder should have remained by the Shevach. Now, why is he taking away the ladder from the Shevach? So where is he going now? So if a person will be down lekafschus, maybe he has five shayfches, and he was menaneya those, he was menaneya those. Now he's going, he's making a whole sudi, he's going to the different shayfah. That's if you're down lekafschus. If you're not down lekafschus, so one sees he's taking away from a shayfah, that's what he sees. The stomach was, the sulam was by the shayfah, Erev Yontif, so he's taking away from the shayfah, and he's going someplace else. Now, where is he going? So Mamela, there's a Mara science, a Mestomim. Because the ladder was by the Shevach already before, so he's not taking it to the Shevach, he was Menaneya Erev Yontif. So Kochach, he's going someplace else with it. So he's doing a Meloche Beyontif. If I have a right to be Medayik, the Loshon of Rashi, I think, is, not varehu yase meloche biyontif, that the choshitim that he will do a meloche, no, he's not doing a meloche. Because if he's carrying now in the reshus harabim, letzeich hatochas gagoy, and beishamai holds, you don't say mitoich, so whatever he's doing, he's not doing a letzeich hoichol nefesh. So the marasayin is arehu oise meloche biyontav. He's now doing a meloche in yontav. That's what the marasayin will be. Not that he did, not that he's going to do, he's doing now. This is a heiloche shalei letzerech yontav. That's the marasayin. Lehatiyach. So what will they be choshetim? That he's going to be meitiyach shayutochin gagisayim betit. Lefi sha. Loi hayu mishupoim, the roof was not built on a slant, elasuyin kemin tikras aliyah. It was made flat. Mishtamshim bem, and there used to be mishtamish on top of the roof. That's why they did not want to make the roof on a slant. Lefikach tochin oison, but leidach gisa, there's a problem if the roof is flat, so memela, the rain will seep in. Vikach tochin oison umashpiyin atir letzadak solim. She yezuvu meimov. They made the trashis as a makas. They made a slight slant. It seems this tiach did not stir the shimush. And that's what they used to do. So memele, they'll be choshetim in yontiv. He might come to do it. Yontiv, so many melochas amut. They'll be choshetim. He wants to do this melocha also. That is Sforas Beis Shammai. In Beis Hillel says, Shoivchoi Meichiach Olo. Shaifchai shal sulam meichiach. That what it is that shehunikeshu shal shayvach. That means this is a, it had a special tzure, the sulam of a shayvach. So memele, so since he's using this ladder, so that takes away the maris ayin, and people will see what his true intent is, and that's to climb up to another shayvach to get some more geuzlis. But if he's carrying it b'shus ha-yochid, is muta shrei od ein odom reyehu. There's no marisayim period. No one sees what he's doing. Frag the Gemara eini. V'omar Rav Yehuda omarav. Kol mokim she'osru chachomim ibnei marisayim afilu b'chadrei chadorim oso. When Chazal asod marisayim, they asked that filu b'chadre chador. So memele, so you can't do a pu'ule, which is also marasayim, in a mokim where there's no marasayim. Chazal made a loy plug already. They asked this period. So memele, so there's a kasha on Rav Chonon. So how could Rav Chonon say that according to Beis Shammai, it will be mutter b'shus ha-yochid? Beis Shammai holds as an Isser of Marasayim, so the Isser should remain afilu b'shus ha-yochid also. Let us see Rashi. Va'omar Rav Yehuda Merav, v'kashe de Rav ad Rav Chonon. So we have a kashe from Rav and Rav Chonon. V'haf al gav de Rav amoyrehu. So what's the kashe? I mean, Rav holds that there is an Isser of Marasayim. Rav Chonon holds there's no Isser of Marasayim. Makshe mibnei, minei sharabon, shol kol bnei hagoylo hoya bedoiroi chutz mishmul. This is the Rash Bahag of the Doir. And if Rav said that there's an Issa of Marasayim b'chadrei chadorim, so Rav Chonon should not have said fakelt. And for the Gemara, Tanoi, Tzemachloik is Tanoi. The sanye shaitchon bechamo avoloi keneged ho. The machloikis tanoim, if a person's begodim became drenched in Shabbats, is he permitted to hang them up in order they should dry out? So, Abelozo, the Tanakama holds that he's permitted to do it, but he should make sure it should be in a secluded area that no one will see that he's hanging up his clothing. Because if people see he's hanging up his clothing, they'll be choshed that he washed his clothing. So there's a marasayin, there's an issa of marasayin to hang up clothing because people will think that he washed the clothing in Shabbos. Rabbi Lozov, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrim. Rabbi Lozov, Rabbi Shimon says that afilu loy keneged ha'om, it's also awesome. So we see there's a machloikes tanoim, if there's an iser of maris ayim, bechadre chadorim. The Tanakame is mater. Rablaz Rosh Shimon asks, let us first see Rashi. So Rashi says tanoi, ike tane dekoi kevosei. There's a tane that holds like Rav Chonon. Shoitchon bechamo, mi shenoshu kelev baderech bimeik shomen. That his clothes became drenched, yishoytchon b'chamo v'heinoy gvin mi'aleim, and they'll dry up by themselves. Avoloi k'negetom, shalo yoimru kipson b'shabbos. The people shouldn't say that the choshetim, that he washed them in Shabbos. Alme midi demishum maris ayim, muto b'mokim tzanua. So, there's a machlis, so he holds like the Tanakam. L'cheir, it's very interesting. The Gemara asked Akashe and Rav Chonon, how could you say that there's no Isser of Marasayim b'chadre chadorim? Rav said fakel. So Rashi said, Rav said fakel. Rav is the Rosh HaKol B'nei HaGoyle. I mean, who are you to say that there's no Isser Marasayim? That was the Gemara's kash. What did the Gemara answer? Samachloikis Tanoim. Fine. Samachloikis Tanoim. But who did Rav Paskin like? The Rashbahag Paskin, like Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon.
So who are you to paskin like the Tana Kama? I mean, what's, I have a Tana. I mean, what's, why, how did this kasha of Ravitz, the Rosh of Kol Bnei Agoyla, Farenfut Givorim, Abu Sira, how we see how the Rosh Bnei Kol Agoyla paskins? He paskins like Rabbi Lazar Rab Shimon. So who are you to paskin like the Tana Kama? Perhaps, Pshat the Gemara is as follows. That, the Gemara that Havamina held that this machloikis is there an iser of marasayim b'chadre chadorim is a machloikis Rav and Rav Chana. That means it's a machloikis and smore. Rav holds its oser, Rav Chana holds its mutter. So memele, the Gemara says, if there's a machloikis and smore between you and the Rosh Al Kol Bnei Agoyla, you have to be mevatel your das to das Rav. I mean, fakert, the Rav holds his aniser, you hold fakert, who are you to hold fakert? Can I get Rav, who's the Rosh Al Kol Bnei Agoyla? So he said, it's not I'm choylik with Rav in Svore. Because it's a machloikis tanoi. Now if it's a machloikis tanoi, so pshat is zuv is a divrei lekim chayim. It would be me and Rav. So memela, I'm a chuyiv to be battle my das to das Rav. That is true. But it is a machloikis tanoi. So the machloikis tanoi, so it's zuv is a divrei lekim chayim. So there's a svor azoi, there's a svor azoi. Now, to be machia la haloche, b'achron haloche, you're not machia la haloche, because I hold like that. Mistomach, I mean, he had a svore, how to be machia la haloche, he had hechoches, not, he had rayas, and you're passing like the Tana Kama. So that is no kashich, I mean, in psak, if the etzim, the svore is a teire, there's a klal, ain't la dain, la mashe, ain't of royis, memele, if it comes out al pichesmin, you have to pass like the Tana Kama, but then there's no kasha already in psak. As long as there is such a svore that there's a heter of marasayin b'chadrei chadorim, so then there's no kasha already. Rav paskin like this, but then Rav Chonon wasn't meshubed the date shel Rav. So the first lashon of the Gemara is that Be'emison, the yisod amachloikis between Beishamay and Beisilul is amachloikis. Is there a issa maris ayin by Yesulam shal shoybuch? That's the yisod amachloikis. And Rav Chonon stated, but if it's chadre chadorim, so then there's no issa bechlala maris ayin, so Beishamay will be made. Ike da amri, omar Rav Chonon bar ami, machloikis bershus hayoch. The whole machloikis between Beishamay and Beisilul is when there's no maris ayin b'metzias. The Beishamay is lohu the Rav Yehuda omarav, u Beisilul less lohu the Rav Yehuda omarav. The whole machloikis is if there's no maris, if it's chadrei chadorim, if it is chadrei chadorim, so there is a machloikis. Are you chayish with the svor of Rav that Chadrei Chadorim is also the Beishamay Islo Rav Yehuda Marav, or Beisilul Lesil Rav Yehuda Marav, Avol Bershus Arabim, Divrei Hakel Osa. So the second lashon Rav Chonon is telling us that Be'emison the whole machloikis between Beishamay and Beisilul is only in this nekude. Is there an iser of marasayim bechadre chador? But be'emison beisil is also moide that a sulam shal shoivach is a sulam that is a bar marasayim. That means is it a marasayim, but that also this machlekes is there a heter of marasayim bechadre chador? Zok the gemara leime rav da omar ke beishamai tanoi. Now let us see Rashi. Leima Rav the Oma ke Beishamay. So what's the kasha? Le Rav Chonon Kaporich. Here the Gemara is asking on Rav Chonon. Do uki lo Beis Hillel Birshus Arabim Osri. He says pshat And according to Beisilu, Beshus Ramo Beyosu, because his Maris Ayin, Afilu Beisilu, Mishol Shoyver. And Beshus Ayochit Shol, Im Kein, L'Rav Chonon, according to Rav Chonon, Rav, the Omar Kolmokim, She'os, Afilu Bechadar Echadorim, so the way Rav Chonon says Pshat in the Mishnah, so Rav will be saying the Omar Ke Beishami. So the way you are saying Pshat in the Mishnah comes out that Rav holds like Beishami. Bit mir. Havada leshovik beisilu vovid kibesham. That means, so the way you're saying pshat, is I would be saying like beshami, and that sikha is not true. I would never pass on like beshami. Va'al kochacho, so hakochach you have to say, according to Rav, lebeisilu afilu beshusarabimut, mishum deshoivchoi mechiacholop. So you have to say, according to Rav, that he learned pshat, beisilu was matar afilu beshusarab. Rav would never have said this. So we're saying, we're approaching Rav Chonon. Rav Chonon, you said that there's no machloikis if there is marisayin. And the whole machloikis is if bechadre chadom there's isra marisayin. So Rav Zichek did not learn like this pshat in the Mishnah. Because if Rav alone like this pshat in the Mishnah, come on, he's saying like Beshami, which can never be. So what is the kasha on Rav Chonon? Again, so what right do you have to say pshat in the Mishnah if the Rosh or Kol Bnei Agoyle learned different pshat in the Mishnah? What right do you have to say such a pshat in the Mishnah? So he answered on this kasha, Tanoi Kloima, Omer Lecho Rav Chonon, Vadai Rav Sover the Beisilu Afilu Bishusa Rav Mshor. Yeah, that's true. Rav Zichel learned Pshat in the Mishnah, not the way I'm saying. Upoli Galai, Rav Zichel Chaylik. Aye, what right do I have to say Pshat in the Mishnah, not like Rav? Vanoda Omri Ki Hai Tan. But I'm saying Pshat in the Mishnah like this Tan. The Omar Shoitron Becham. The last lay the Rav. That Tana doesn't hold like Rav. Vahu Tane Muki Beisilu Kevosei. So this Tane, that says Ein Beisilu Kevosei, Leitiru Ela Beshus Hayochit. He says Pshat in the Mishnah, like himself, that Beisilu was only Mata, only Beshus Hayochit. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, the Svirlo Kerav, Book me show you said the Beisil the Masnisin Bafila Bishusarabim the Kosobri Shaivchoi Mechiach Olov Beisham Leslu Shaivchoi Mechiach Olov Baosri Afilu Bechadre Chador. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says that we asked Rav Chonon, how could you say Pshat in the Mishneh, which is not the way Rav learned Pshat in the Mishneh? So he says, I'm not the only one that said this pshat. The Tanakama also said this pshat. The Tanakama of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon that says there's no issa of Maris Ayin Bechadre Chadorim, he also said this pshat in the Mishnah. Now, the Rishash asks on Rashi, Amirdike Kashe, the Rishash asks, we have to understand the second lashon of Rav Chonon is telling us two chidushim. Chidush number one is telling us that Beis Hillel Asel Beshus Arab. That's chidush number one. We have a stam mishnah b'shamim moimim melichim es asulam Beis Hillel matirim. If melichim is speaking about in the Reshus Hayochid in the Reshus Arab, it doesn't say. It says Beis Hillel's matirim. So in the second lashon, Rav Chonon said, Beis Hillel is also moide that there's an Issa Maris Ayin by a Sulam Shal Shoivach, and Beis Hillel was only Matir B'Shus Hayochid. And that we know Rav didn't learn like that. That we know Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon didn't learn like that. So where did he get that the Tanakama did learn like that? Maybe the Tanakama also learned Shat that the Mishnah is speaking about B'shus Arabim. And the machloikis is there Isar Maris Ayin? What will be the din b'rshus hayochid according to Beis Shammai? Well, that's debatable. So the Tanikama will hold that b'rshus hayochid will be mutter according to Beis Shammai, according to Rav Elazar of Shimon. But how do you know to say pshat in a Mishnah? You're saying pshat in a Mishnah that Beis Hillel was not matter b'rshus harabim. Beis Hillel holds b'rshus harabim is also. And the whole machloikis is only if there's an iser of chadrei chadori, of barasayim b'chadrei chadori, and you're proving it because the Tanakhama learned this pshat in the Mishnah. Dr. Shashu says he learned this pshat in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama had to learn that's the machloikis. Mechitesi. Where do you see such a thing? Samoyer di kekashe, Dr. Shashu says. Wants to say different than Rashi, but al-Lachir, it's a Pella and Rashi. Where do you see that the Tanakhama had to learn your pshat in the Mishnah? Rav didn't learn, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon didn't learn, so Mechitesi, the Tanakhama did learn this pshat in the Mishnah. Who says the Mishnah Bechal speaking about this Nikuda of Marasayim Bechadri Chador? Yes, Mefolshim. So that's how Rashi learned pshat in the sugya. Rashi learned pshat in the sugya that the Gemara is asking a kasha on Rav Chonon. That means, according to you, Rav Chonon, it will come out that Rav, if Rav would learn like you, it would come out Rav is passing like Beis Shammai. So Rav Zichah didn't learn like you, so why are you saying such a pshat that Rav didn't say? So he answered, because the Tanakhama did learn such a pshat in the Mishnah, so Mamele, I'm saying pshat in the Mishnah where the Tanakhama said pshat. Yesh meforshim de l'Rav kaporich. The Gemara is asking Akashi directly on Rav. That we're assuming the pshat of Rav Chonon is correct. This is pshat in the Mishnah, that's what Rav Chonon said. So now we have a Mishnah. Now we have a Mishnah that says not like Rav. Omelecha Rav Tanoihi. And Rav says, good, you're telling me Beis Shammai, it's not only Beis Shammai that holds, it's not only Beis Shammai that holds is an Issa Chadrei Chadorim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon also holds as an Issa of Chadrei Chador. So it's not only like Beis Shammai. I hold like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. That's the shackle of a tie in the Gemara. The lav milsehi, the mayrev usayu, the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, b'mokim b'silu. He says, if there is a kashan rav, that means we assume that the pshat of Rav Chonon is correct. The machloikis Beis Hillel holds there's no issa of marasayim bechadrei chadorim. So what is Rav saying that Rabbi Elazar and Rab Shimon hold there is an issa? What are they bemoking Beis Hillel? A Beis Shammai nami tu vahave. You have more people in the Beis Shammai than Beis Hillel. Vein halochi kemoisom. But we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. So Mamele, we paskin like Beis Hillel, the Loch is like Beis Hillel. So what is the yichis that Rabbi Elazar Beis Shimon holds like Beis Shammai? But so you have another two tanoim that hold like Beis Shammai. But we have a mesoire that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Loch is Beis Hillel. That is how Rashi slugs up their pshat. I have two ha'oris here. I don't know. We had in Sukkah Daf Gimel. We had that there was a machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. How we paskin by a Sukkah Ketane, and the Gemara paskins like Beis Shammai by a Sukkah Ketane. Taisus brings down the Seder Olam that says in six places we paskin like Beis Shammai. I mean, so there are such things. I mean, if Lechayr, if Abelazar, Rab Shimon were Tanoim from later Doiris, I mean, only the Gemara could paskin like Beis Shammai. I mean, it seems that in certain, I mean, this is a later Doir, and they were Machia here, the Loch is like Beis Shammai. Basically, from Rashi, it seems there can't be such a thing. So why the Gemara? Could be Machia like Beis Shammai. That's one Ha'ore. Then I have a second Ha'ore on the Yesh Meforshim. The Yesh Meforshim learns Pshat that Rav answered, what are you telling me? What are you telling me that I hold like Beis Shammai? I hold like a Belazar Rav Shimon. A Belazar Rav Shimon Asa. So here a Shtikul Ha'ore. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon are speaking about Shabbos. The Maris Ayin over there is, Rabbi Choshetim, he was Mechabes in Shabbos. Now, Kibbutz in Shabbos is an Issur Skila. So it's a Maris Ayin, that Rabbi Choshetim, that he was Ivan Issur Skila, he's a Mechalo Shabbos. Our Gemara is speaking about Yontif. Our Mishnah is speaking about Yontif. So here is a Maris Ayin, it'll be Mechala Yontif, which is a Chai Velad. So, how could, and Rav said generally, Rav said, Kol Mokim She'osru Chachom Ibnei Maris Ayin, Afilu Bechadrei Chadorim Osru. Now, Rav did not differentiate between any type of Issur. But let me be mamtik a little bit to make the Ha'ore a little bit more interesting. The Mishneh Berurah and Simen Shin Ches brings down from the Poiskim, what if there is a Maris Ayin that is over an Isser Darabono? And it's Bechadrei Chadorim. Chazal asked he should do something because there's a Maris Ayin, he looks like he's over an Isser Darabono. And he's doing it Bechadrei Chadorim, so Mishneh Berurah brings down the Tosfos and the Rosh Paskin that it's Mutter. And the Bir Halacha says, Rav held that was also. Rav held the Maris Ayin of the Rabbon is also also. Rav said, Kol Mokim Shosru Chom Ne Maris Ayin of the Bechadrei Chadorim also. So Al Koponim, we see, Al Halacha we see, that the smaller the Isser is, there's a bigger Mokim to be Mekel Bechadrei Chadorim. La locha we hold that Isser the Rabbonon, not like Rav, and Isser the Rabbonon is Mutter Bechadrei Chadorim. So if we can be Mechalik between Chaymar Yisurim, so what is Rav's Teretz? We're asking, according to the Yesh Meforshim, we're asking Akasha and Rav, asking a kasha Rav, you say like Beis Shammai says, no, I have Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, which answer? I mean, what's the Rav from Elazar and Rabbi Shimon? They're speaking about an Issur Skila. And you say Kol. So how do you know? Where do you have a Raya? And an Issur Lav, we see that Beis Hillel was Mekel. We see Beis Hillel was Mekel. So what right is, so how can you prove that you're right from Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon? They're speaking about Isurei Skila, and by the Mishnah, by Isurei Lavan, we see that Beis Hillel was Mekel. So maybe there's a chilek between an Issur Lav and an Issur Skila. Basically. Let us see Tosfos. For Omar Rav Yehuda Mara, Aval Gav, the Rav hoya amoire, mikomokim por shaper, kiven the Rav godel hoya bedoire, berosh yeshiva li Yisrael, chutz mishmur, en svore the Rav chonon pole galei, the Rav chonon would be chaylik am Rav. The Rav kebe shamay, perish rashi, umakshe le Rav chonon, the kashes an Rav chonon. The muki, the beisilu leslu, the Rav, בשוס הרם דברי הקל עושה, ואפילו בסלול עושרים. ובשוס היוחד שורו, they were only matter, and the שוס היוחד. רב לא יוימה הוכי, רב כן say this is פשט in the Mishnah, לא יוימה דלא כהל חסה. אלא יוימה עושה רב, הכל חוך לא ירנדה בסלול שור, אפילו בשוס הרם. the shayv chayim mechiyach allah udoloi kevosach. So what right do you have to say? The beis hillel asel b'shus harabim. Rav Zichah didn't learn like that. Rav held that beis hillel was mata b'shus harabim. Mishani tanoi kloimer Rav Chanan omoloch enoch inami. Rav sovah the beis hillel shori b'shus harabim upoli galai. Anada omri ki hutane de shoytren de leslu de rav, hutane muki la beisilu ke vosei de lehitiru ela bishus ayochid. That tane learns that the Mishnah is only speaking about Rishus ayochid, and according to the tane kame, beisilu asil bishus arab. V'yesh meforshim de le rav koporich. Omro lo chav tanoi, de sviru lu kebe shamai, vano sviru le kaani tanoi. That what? That there are other tanoim, de sviru lu kebe shamai, vano sviru le kaani tanoi. Bloi nire, de mayel mayed, rabbi lozo, barab shimin, de gabi beisilu, abe shamai tuve tanoi havi, afal pikein, ein haloche kemoisa. Zog de gemore weiter. Mas nisen de loy ki hai tana. Our Mishnah is not like the Tana of the Baraisa. The Sanya we learnt in the Baraisa, Omar Rab Shimon ben Elozo, Moidim beishamai ubeisilo, shemelichin es hasulom mishayvach leshayvach. Rab Shimon ben Elozo says that beishamai ubeisilo amoide, shemelichin es hasulom mishayvach leshayvach. It's not machlokes by melichin. That means, if it's a tzairich yontif, you have to go to another shayvach. So then the tzairich yontif is doiche och shoshes of marasayin. It's a tzairich yontif, so machnish kein shoshes. So hiloch is mut according to everyone. Now he wants to bring it back to the first shayvach. This is not a tzarech yomtev. So here already, we're chayish from Arisayim. Yonechko elu laharzer, shebeisham ayoimrim, ein marzirin, ubeisilu loimrim, af marzirin. Beisilu said you could be marzer. So we see klo, that Rav Shimon Elozer is chaylik on our Mishnah. So Rashi says, Masnisen de toni bei loche sulam, pligi, bei loche sulam pligi, lavke haitane, de toni bei loche moidu, ibneisha tzerech yantefu. Tomach leikes is bei chazor. The ramata chazor. He says, why is he bringing it back? You have to know, why there's no Yisrael HaChon over here to bring it back. And what, here we're calling a Shaila of Marasayim. You have to know, what purpose is he bringing it back? He has no intentions of taking out, more Geuzlis from the first Shaivach, because then it's weiter Tzarech Yontef. So there's no need to do it. So they were matter. Besides the Maris Ayin, the Kishayla, Lachayr, it is, Samzei Ashayla, if it's speaking about Boshu Sarabim, so there's a Yitzodik Ashayla, there's a Chonadik Ashayla. You have to know, Klo, what Samzei, the Gemara isn't talking about it, but Lachayr, you have to know what's that, the Bechlal, to bring it back. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Bemed Dvorim Amurim, Besulam shel shayvach. Now Rabbi Yehuda comes and says another nekuda. The whole machlokes between beishamai and beishilu is davke besulam shel shayvach. Avo besulam shel aliyah divrei hakel osa. Asurim shel aliyah, that is a real marasayim. That really looks very choshodik. So Mamela there, everyone is made that there's an Issa. So Rashi says, Avo Shalalia Osa, Duhu Vadai Omri Latiach Kagoi Utsorich. So also, I don't know, Rabbi Yehuda, this is a Tana. This is part of the Baraisa. Rabbi Yehuda said that the whole machloikis beishami besul davke besulam shel shayver, aval besulam shel aliyah, everyone holds its also. So lechayre, from Rabbi Yehuda, we see klor, not like the second lashon of Rav Chonon. Rav Chonon had said in the second lashon that Beis Hillel was never makel in a sulam shel shayver, the zichanisa marisayim, and Rishus Arama b'yosafil a sulam shel shayver, and the whole machlokes is b'Rishus Hayochid, when there's no marisayim, is there an issa? Now Rabbi Yehuda differentiates between a sulam shel shayver and a sulam shel aliyah. So Rabbi Yehuda seems to say klar that Beis Hillel was mater asulam, he holds his no marasayim by asulam shel shayver, but his marasayim besulam shel aliyah. So that's klar, not like Rab Chonon. Rab Chonon said that Beis Hillel holds his anisa marasayim besulam shel shayver also, and the whole heter is because b'chadri chadom, there's no iser of marasayim. So b'chadri chadom, there's no difference between asulam shel shayver and asulam shel aliyah. It's no kashich. I mean, Rab Chonon is going on the Mishnah, and this is a b'raisa. But lochere, from this b'raisa, we see klor that he didn't learn like the second lashon and Rav Chonon. Look the Gemara weiter. Now we have a third man de yomer in this b'raisa. Rabbi Doisi Oimer Mateyu Mechaloin Lachaloin. That one is permitted to be mate the sulam mechaloin lachaloin. Achirim oimrim mishum Rabbi Doise af madodim boy. Not only is hatoya muter, hatoya means that the bottom of the sulam is oimid bim koimoy. No, he just pushes the sulam, the top of the sulam, to different chaloim. Now others say af madodim is also muter. Let us see Rashi exactly what that means. Madodim boy, imachalain rochek, vein roish asulam magia shamba hatoye, madodin raglei shal sulam ma'at ma'at. So one is permitted to move already the raglei asulam ma'at ma'at, and that's a machloikis if Rabdoisa was mater madodin. Later the Muslim explain more clear the disparais. First we start off with a maisa. B'nei Rabbi Chiye Nofek L'Kiyoso. They went out to the Kforim to see their sodes. Ki also, when they came back, Omelu Avuin Klum Maisa Bo Liyetche. There were any shilas. That was the first thing that they wasn't interested in what the crops are doing. Did you have any shilas in Aloche? Omelu Loi, yeah. Sulam Bo Liyodeinu Vitanu. There was a shaila, if one is permitted to be marzer asulam shel aliyah, we'll see. No, to be moilach asulam shel aliyah, v'tanua, we were matarit. Let us see Rashi, l'kiyosa l'kforim liray sodei sayin, Sulam bala yedeinu, heilocha sulam shel aliyah l'shayvach. He asked us a shayla, if you're permitted to be meilach sulam shel aliyah. And we were matter. Om alahem, tzu ve'isru ma sheitarta. So go asa, fakelp. That's what you did. That's wrong. You're not allowed to be meilach sulam shel aliyah. So now the Gemara explains what they held and what their father held. Inu Sova, they held Midaka Oma Rabbi Yehuda Besulam Shel Aliyah Loi Pligi. He says, we have here, the Tanakhama says there's a machloikis in Chazor. Hailocha, everyone holds, is Muta, and Chazorah is Osa. Now Rabbi Yehuda came and said that a sulam shel aliyah, there's no machloikis. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Michlal, the Tanakh kamis sova pligi. So why he says the Tanakh, that's Rabbi Yehuda says. the Tanikame is didn't differentiate, so the Tanikame holds that the Machloikis is also by a Sulam Shalaliyah. There's also Machloikis. And so it comes out, so the Baraisa says that there's a Machloikis by, the Tanakama says there's a Machloikis by Chazorah. So by Chazorah there's a Machloikis, Ibisulam Shalaliyah, Ibisulam Shalshaiva. There's a machloikis, aber bei Heiloche, everyone is moide, that since it's a Tzayach Yantav, it's muta. So Memela, so we paskin like the Tanakama, not like Abi Yehuda. And we said, Heiloche, Sulam is muta. It's muta according to everyone, according to Beis Shammai. Let us see what Rashi says. Machlal the Tanakama sova, Bishel Aliyah Pligi Bachazore. The machloikis is by Aliyah also. Umaydim be Yehiloche. Everyone holds Yehiloche is muta. Davka Chazor is also. So, okay. So we were matter Yehilochas. We were matter Yehilochas Sulam Shal Aliyah. That is what they held. Velohi and Rab Chiya held. That's not true. Rab Yehuda Taimei the Tanekame Kamefosh. Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the Tanakama, that the whole Tanakama that says that they were Mekel, that there's no Machloikis by Melichim, the whole Machloikis is only by Chazorim. So that is Davke by Yisulam Shal Shoivach, Mimai, and how do you know this? How did Rabbi Yehuda know this? That this is Psham the Tanakama, Midiktonim. Because it's a diyek in the lashon of the Tanakam, meilichen es hasulam mishayvach lishayvach. He said, "You're permitted to be meil of the sulam from one shayvach to another shayvach." Visal kedaiter besulam shal aliyah pligi. If the chaylik an the sulam shal aliyah, besulam shal aliyah pligi, yeah. Hay melichin as asulam mishayvach leshayvach melichin as asulam leshayvach miboyla. If there's a machloikis also, that by a sulam shalaliyah. So where does it matter where he took the sulam from? You're telling me that the sulam shalaliyah they're also chaylik. So in chazorah, you tell me in chazorah they're chaylik and in heiloche they're moide. So memele, so why say melichen as a sulam mi shoivach? Melichen as a sulam full of an aliyah to a shoivach. Why dafke mi shoivach le shoivach? Melichen as a sulam le shoivach mi boiler. Where he took it from? He took it from any place. He took it from an aliyah. He could be talking about a sulam shal aliyah. Elolav. So therefore, Abchiyah said, Hochi koma, shal shoivach in shal aliyah loy. So Melichin Asulam Mishoivach means Asulam Shel Shoivach. That's what it means. Asulam Shel Shoivach, one is permitted to be Melech to another Shoivach. Chazor is a Machloikis. So Fakert, so that's a Diyuk, so, and that's Mustafa Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is telling us, Pshat, we should make this Diyuk from the Tanakama. That the Tanakama also only says they were Matir, the Hailocha Sulam Shal Shoivet, not a Sulam Shal Aliyah. The Idoch, and what did they hold? Mustama, they held that there is a Machloikis. Miktoni Sulam Shal Shoivach, does it say Sulam Shal Shoivach? Mi Shoivach Le Shoivach Toni. Hafilu Le Kama Shoivchim. Hafilu Le Kama Shoivchim. Let us see Rashi. Time of the Tanakama come forish, b'shal aliyah lekem an the shoy. That's what Rab Chiya held. Mi mai mi diktoni b'milse de Tanakama mi shoyvach le shoyvach. Alma b'sulam am yuchid le shoyvchim koi, because else was gate me wrong where he took it from. So they said, no, miktoni sulam shel shoyvach nevi mash medibi shel shoyvach koi. Mishayvach leshayvach tani loylam b'shel aliyem. He took it from a shayvach. He took it from an aliyah. The Ravusa Ashminim.
דייליכנו מעליה לשבח ראשון, וממנו לכמה שבחים. Is tachsich mir, the revuse is as follows, that if the first, it was first, it's talking about, they said it's talking about a sulam shal aliyah. So taking it away from an aliyah, fakert looks good. That's comes fine. Fakert, he's taking it away from aliyah, so that shows he doesn't want to use it for an aliyah, he wants to use it for a different purpose. So therefore, if it said, it would say, Melichin Lishayvach, that means he didn't take it from a Shayvach, he took it from an Aliyah to a Shayvach, so I would think only that is permissible. Because he, forget, he's taking it to a Shayvach and he's taking it away from an Aliyah, so the, you see his intent is Geisleis, not Gagin, but not Latiyah, yeah. But, he wants to tell us that you're Mishayvach Lishayvach, that you're allowed to take away from, you're allowed to take away a sulam shel aliyah from a shevach also. You can take away from a shevach. Now that's already a big chiddush, to take away an aliyah shel, a sulam shel aliyah to a shevach. That is, that's what yichabta mishevach l'shevach. Mishevach l'shevach is not speaking about the first natila, it's speaking about the second natila. She'll have to take a sulam shal aliyah mishayvach l'shayvach. So there, taka looks very bad. He's taking a sulam shal aliyah from a shayvach. So Mamele would seem he's going to bring it to an aliyah. So that's the machlokes between, that was the machlokes between Rab Chiya and Bnei Rab Chiya. Ikad Amri. Now there's another lotion. Exactly what they were matir and what Rab Chiya was chaylik on them. Ike da amri omru loy, they told them it was a different shayla. Hitui sulam shal aliyah bo liyadeinu. Was negeya atoya sulam, if that is permitted. Vitanu, we were matir atoya sulam. Was na sulam shalan aliyah. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Hiti sulam shal aliyah ve'ilichu l'shayvach mibaoid yaim. Hiti sulam shal aliyah ve'ilichu l'shayvach mibaoid yaim. That means that was a sulam shal aliyah ve'ilichu l'shayvach mibaoid yaim. In Erev Yontif, it was by Pekert that. We'll see soon that Rav Dais is going on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that you're not permitted to be Melech a Sulam Shal Aliyah. So Fakert, so the Sulam Shal Aliyah was put Erev Yontif by the Shevach. I won't be Melech into the Shevach in Yontif. It is Sulam Shal Aliyah Ve'ilichoy L'Shevach Mibo'oydyoim. So the Sulam Shal Aliyah was by the Shevach Mibo'oydyoim. Va'ach Shevbo Lahatoysoy Mechaloin L'chaloin. And so we were matter hatoya. He to sulam shal aliyah bali yadein vitalnu. That's Rav Dose. Because they understood pshat that Rav Dose was matter, that was Rav Yehuda Asad. Rav Yehuda Asad he lochas sulam shal aliyah, and Rav Dose was matter hatoya sulam shal aliyah. Omalohem, so Rab Chiya told them, Tzu v'isru ma she'itarte. Inu sova maideka osar panekame koshori Rab Dais. It's not even explains what the machlokes is. They held that Rab Yehuda asod asulam shalaliye, heiloch asulam shalaliye, and Rab Dais was matar hatoy asulam shalaliye. The lohi, but that's not true. Maide koshori tanekame ko oser abdoise. No, the tanekame is matter. The tanekame is matter. Hei lochas sulom shal shayvach, and he is answering Ailoche sulam shel shoivach, and he is answering that he says only atoye sulam shel shoivach is mutter. Let us see what Rashi says. They held my the koosel tanekama the rabbi doyse do rabbi yude dama besulam shel aliyah osel lahoilech toshari rabbi doyse miyolahate. So he's matter rabbi doyse is a maker. He's matter atoye sulam shel aliyah v'loyi my the koshari tanekama dainu shel shoivach. The Tanakam is Mata Sulam Shal Shaivach Lahoiler Kaosar Abdois. Osala Meima Hiloche Osar Atoye Shori Ubishalali Layairi Klau. So how could you be Mata Atoye Sulam Shalaliya? No one's ever Mata Atoye Sulam Shalaliya. Abdois is Machmer and he's Bang Mata is Machmer. By Sulam Shal Shaivach is Machmer asks it. Aloche, and he says, Atoye, Sulam Shal Shaivach is Mutter. Sulam Shal Aliyah is also, according to everyone, I feel about Atoye. Let us see Taisvis, Veloihi, the Rabbi Yude, time Tanakama Mephoshim, Taima. Vakol Mokim de Toni, Bameh Lachloik, if Rabbi Yude says Bameh, Bameh Vamamum, she's Chaylik, Vishlam Taina, Bemishne. Avaloi Bebreis, Bebreis, it could be Mephoshim. Mai de koshori tanekame ka osa rabdoise, afilu bishal shalom is the means of sulam shal shoivach le shori elohitoy. That is what Rabchiya told him. Vetayme, rabdoise da omar kemam, so that's amir de kazach, rabdoise asad hilochas sulam shal shoivach, de lakula alme shori hiloche bishal sulamais. Everyone was matter. The Shaila is here, that means the Tanakama says Meilichin, and Rabbi Yudah also says that Shal Shaivach is Mutter. So who's Rabdeise? Ishlaimed Rabdeise Yemed Lenechuk Beisham Isilu Bedovaza. Mashmed the Kaimel and Rabdeise. Why says we passing like Rabdeise? Because the whole machlokes in Rabchiya and his children were what Rabdeise meant. But whatever he meant, it seems we passing like that. The time of the Omer be'erev and perik chaloin metaltle mesasulam bekula shmaiten mashmed the osa letaltle sulam shalaliyah. Rabdeise isat le sulam shal shevach. Only hatoyes muta. So if I take Taisves, so that's shad, we paskin like Rabdeise, and there it says, Metaut Masasulam. Yeshloime de Shnei Mini Sulamasain. Behem Ashme Behedje Perek Chaloim. Behosa Mairi Bektanim. The whole Gemara Nevim is speaking about small ladders, of Gain Sulamish al Bayis. Behochi Mairi Begdeilim. He said, there speaking about the cat, big ladders, Shal Shevach is also a big ladder. So the big ladder we take asa like a daisa dafka hatoyes muta. The Gemara Nerev is speaking about small house ladders. Rav Rav Avrom mi Burgul mefor perish the hosa mairi b'shabes. The Gemara Nerev is speaking about Shabbos. The mai time osri letaltol asulam shem the merzi dotiach gagoy hu tzorich B'Shabbos lekach shosh, shosh lo yitzi l'chutz. No one will do such a thing in Shabbos, not allowed to carry. Aval hoche mairi b'yontev. The mut asa memeile asa by Shabbos, there never was a issa marisayim. So it's aval hoche mairi b'yontev. The mut lo yitzi l'chutz. Okay, nikach shosh. L'fizeh asa memeile asa fa'em for the Gemara Nerim. L'fizeh asa comes out l'haloche. If he won't differentiate such a sulam and such a sulam, the difference is Shabbos and Yontav. Asul taltum asulam shalonu be Yontav afilu be beisoy the shema aloche ki rabbi doise betzorich im. Zepti gemara weiter, avol matayu mechaloin lechaloin. Then, alma. Let's finish the Mishnah. So, Al-Kabonu Yom Machloikis Beishamai Beisilomatirim. Al-Mega Beisimchis Yontif Beishamai Lechumre Beisilu Lekula. That means that, let's talk about the Meilichin. there's a machlokes if it's meilichin. So the Gemara seemed to learn by Shammai Aso als Marisain. Beis Hillel was matter. So the Gemara understood Beis Hillel was matter. I mean, it's not a Marisain the Kishayla. The Gemara understood it's a Simcha Shon. That means the Zicha Amokim to be Choshish for Marisain. But there's another cheshbon, there's another factor, there's a cheshbon of Simcha Shantiv. That means if you'll asa to be meilech, asulam mishevach l'shevach, so it comes out that you can't, if the geizler, if he wants to eat it in a second shevach, it's fafal, he can't eat it on Yantiv. So the Gemara understood now that the machlokes by Shammai and Beis Hillel is in Yisod, because of Simcha Shontif, if we look away of other chashoshes. By Shammai was a stickler, no, there's a marasayim, so Memela did Yikiv Esaho, and he can't go and be male of the Sulam. I Simcha Shontif, if you won't have Simcha Shontif, you can't do Paulus, which to be Rachshash of marasayim. And Beis Hillel was Michael, they held no, Otsim Cheshantev, you don't have to be Chayish for Marisai. Alma Gabisim Cheshantev, Beishame Lechumre, Beis Hillel Lekula. Ureminu, Hashoichet Chaye Ve'oif Biyantev. We learned in the first Mishnah, Hashoichet Chaye Ve'oif Biyantev, Beishame Oimrim Yachber Bedeker Ve'yechase. Beis Hillel oimrim lo yishchayt elim kenoy loy ofo muchon mi ba'oyyoy. So what is the kashya? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, nothing. So we have a kashya. So the Gemara, Baba'okon, we see from the Gemara's kashya, that here Beis Shammai was Meiko, Yeah, Bedek al Simcha Shantiv, and Beis Hillel was Machma. So it's, yeah. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Muchlefes Hashite. So Rashi says, Muchlefes Hashite, Kan Huchlefes Shitosan, Vetzorich Lapich Debrem. You're right. That means Beis Shammai was always Mekel, Vetzorich Simcha Shantiv. Beis Hillel was Machma. And he all seemed to say the same thing, so, Beis Hillel holds ein Melichin, and Beis Shammai holds Melichin. Frag de Gemorre mimai, Dulma adka loikomri Beis Shammai hosam, ala heiche dike deker notz, abol heiche deleke deker notz loy. Let us see, the Gemorre says, the kasha fangt sich nicht an. Beis Shammai was only mekel bedeker notz, and here, aber hey, but it's not that connotes, it's nicht. So the kasha fangt sich nicht an. In Beis Shammai. Let us see Rashi. Ubi mai de mochlefes, mai kasha leila rabbi yoichanen, dil metamayu de Beis Shammai hosom, yishum dike deka notes. Over there, there's a deka notes. Beleko tzav iso. There's a deka notes, and there's no iso whatsoever. No issa whatsoever. Anuleiche deleke deke notes. Dike tzad remes chafire. Loi shoru. Tafil boch fo tichu achshuke chofu vo oimei. Boch enami loi shno di ikech shode de lo tiach gagoi. Let us try to explain Rashi. Rashi says, number one, that here it's speaking about that if there's no deker notes, there's ike tzad remes chfire. Afilu bofa tichuach shikechofo v'oimed, v'ochana miloishnod ikech shodo delatiach gaga. Rashi says over here that by ofo tichuach shuka chofu vo'oimid. It's chofu vo'oimid. The Gemara before, and Chesam and Aleph, The Gemara had a kasha. Beshame was matter. Kovitz ksishe, zofetichuach. The Gemara says weiter. The Kovitz gume. The Gemara botan. Achoyfer gume. Beshame says zochel l'afcha poter alei. The Gemara weiss says there's a whole bunch of problems over there. There's a problem of chafiras gume after ofetichuach. And here Rashi says there's no problem only by. There's no problem of chafira. Unless there's no deker notes, tika tzad remes chafira. Zloy shavil bafa tichuch shuke chofu bo'imid. Let's just to make it a little easier, the chedusha beis meyer and the ches wants to say that there's a machlekas asugiyas. The sugya and the ches learned pshat that, as the way Tosfos said, that it's speaking about there was some offer tichuach, but it was surrounded with offer kosher. So when you take out the offer tichuach, you're a boine. Lemaisa, there's a hole. There is a hole. With the offer tichuach, there's still a hole. So there's a shaila, the covid gume, some also said there's a kule, tzein tzoch alola afcho, they were matter, and it's a drabonon. That's the Gemara and Daf Ches. The Gemara and Daf Tesamet Beis, the Beis Meir says, held, it's speaking about Ofer Tichuach, that means there's no boina whatsoever. That means the whole offer is Ofer Tichuach. Whatever you take out falls back again, there's no good, it's gonish mit gonish. So mainly you're not doing anything. There's no Issa whatsoever. If there was a Deker Notes. If there wasn't a Deker Notes, so you're sticking in the deker in Yontif. So there's a tzad remes chafira. What does tzad remes chafira look? It looks like you're being chayfer. There's a psamaris ayin dikadin to stick in a deker in Yontif, even though it's of a tichuach and you won't be doing anything. But it's a psamaris ayin. People aren't standing too close. They won't realize it's of a tichuach. So it looks like he's being chayfer. So then, then Beis Shammai asot. Beis Shammai was only matter when there's a deck of notes. So it's garnished, mid-garnished. There's nothing. There's no issa whatsoever. So memele, but when there's no deck of notes, so there's a shtikel maris ayin, it looks like he's a choifer. If it looks like he's a choifer, so then Beis Shammai asot. So memele frek the gemore, so what's Rabbi Yochanan's kasha? You see that Beis Shammai held when there's no deker notes. So there's it's a maris ayin of chafire Beis Shammai also. So over here, a shoivach, there's also a maris ayin, so Beis Shammai also was it. What is your kasha? What's your kasha that you see a stire there? Beis Shammai was meikel b'mokim simchas yontif, and here Beis Shammai was machmer b'mokim simchas yontif. No, Beis Shammai was meikel when there was no shaila. Beis Shammai was meikel when there was a deker notes. So it's gonish mit gonish. So there's nothing. There's no chafire. There's no remes chafire. So he's meikel. And but if there's no deker notes for kelso, you see, then he did also. Why? Because then there's a maris ayin. It looks like chayfa. So you see, punk for kelso. That Beis Shammai was chayish for maris ayin. Afilu b'mokim simchas yontif. So that's mamish this din. Here there's a maris ayin of sulam that they'll think he's latiches gagay. So therefore, Beis Shammai asked, even though there's simchas yontif.